Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Ape Maniacs. That's right. It's another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingAid.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I know we got some stragglers there trying to jump on here with us. A few of them are having some issues, so we're going to give them just a couple minutes. And Wire, looks like we got You Betcha t-shirts joining us in the house today. Want to welcome you. And we have got to give a special welcome back to my good friend, Jaylay. Man, we missed you, buddy. The life of the party is here. So you guys take the opportunity to welcome back Jaylay in the house, in the chat room. We're ready to get things started here on a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, no doubt about it. So we got some phone lines. We got some callers here on the phone lines, and they're tuning in and listening to us. I want to thank y'all for tuning in as well. 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on board with us and tune in, or you want to give us a big old shout out, we'd love to have you on. Make sure to push 1 on your phone if you want to talk to us so we know you're there. Man, got to tell you, we're finally starting to recuperate from Vegas. I'm telling you, it's been almost a daggone week. You know, we got back here Monday, and here it is daggone already Thursday, and shoot, man, we're just now starting to catch up, but it has been a wild one. Had a great time out there. We'll talk a little bit more about it here today, I reckon. We had our hashtag giveaway we gave out yesterday. Congratulations to Miss Sandy, who actually dropped off of the chat room. I don't know if she's calling in or not. Said that she was having some blog talk issues. So she won the actual hashtag giveaway, and Cowboy Dave and Jaylay put together a little prize package along with Making Eight, and we got that coming out to you, so that'll be a good deal. And then, of course, Miss Barbara won our consolation prize. We threw an extra one in there. Now, she does not know what it is yet, and we're going to make her wait. We'll have to hopefully get it there before Christmas, but yeah, it's just a little consolation prize, courtesy of Making Eight. And, of course, PBR Get Tough, Cowboy Dave, and shoot, we'll even throw Jaylay's name in there. He's been part of the team here for a while. So, yeah, courtesy of all of us there at the hashtag giveaway, we sure appreciate you guys hashtagging for us while we were out there in Vegas. Had a big response, overwhelming response. It was great. Fantastic. I'm telling you, we loved it. It really was a good deal. Oh, looks like Miss Gabby says she's having an issue signing in here today. Just checking it out on Twitter there. We'll see what we can do to try to get her logged in. It's one of those days, I guess. It's Thursday, Thirsty Thursday. And you know what? Christmas is just about a week away there, Making Eight Maniacs. Holy cow. Are y'all ready for it? I am not. So we'll just have to get through it, I guess. We'll have to get a grip like we did out there in Vegas. Yeah. I see the comment coming in. Of course, Jaylay, he never misses a beat. He's out there posting comments and says it's a life-size stand-up of me. Shoot, it just might be me. Who knows, you know? But Yeah, we do have a consolation prize coming at you, Miss Barbara, and want to thank you guys for doing your hashtags. Wish we could send them out to everybody. We might just do that. We might just have to send some prizes out to everybody throughout the rest of the month here. We got a lot coming up. I mean, we're going to be going down to Okeechobee, hanging out with Shane Hanchy, who finished third in the world. Congratulations to Shane, no doubt. That guy right there is a hand when it comes to tie-down roping. And want to send our best to him. I know he's enjoying the holidays here, obviously with a little bit more, few more dollars in his pocket. And rightfully so, because that guy earned them, there's no doubt. So, oh, looks like we got Miss Gabby in there finally. She's able to join us. So welcome aboard there, Miss Gabby. Y'all give us some topics here on what y'all want to talk about. You know, we want to sit back. I mean, the PBR is right around the corner. Now, we did have some interesting topics yesterday. We're talking about the young Miss Erin joining the broadcasting team with the PBR, and we do want to welcome her aboard. I know a lot of people are having their issues or having their doubts about it as to whether or not it's going to work out. We want to wish her the best. Absolutely want to wish her the best coming from the Making Eight Maniacs. Let's see, what else we got going on? I know that Team PBR there on Twitter was just posting up, they posted up a picture that they're giving away a prize for. If you're the lucky one that comes up with a good caption, and of course, Making Eight posted our caption out there for it today. It was a nice little picture from the PBR finals, and they've got a great prize coming at you. So you guys get out there and follow Team PBR. Make sure to add a caption to their picture down there. You can scroll on down to that and add a caption to it. It'll be a good deal. What else we got going on? I know the Touring Pro is getting underway here. Most of the ones are, trying to rack up some points, get themselves set up on tour, and look forward to seeing this 2011 season. It's going to be a wild one, and we are absolutely looking forward to it. Think it's going to be a great deal. Did any of you guys actually see Jeffrey Pollock's comment that he put with the new system that they're coming out with? They're coming out with like a revamped PBR broadcasting deal. I mean, they've made several changes, and I believe that there's going to be more to follow. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned. That's right, Miss Gabby. We all just need to give her a chance. Let her have the opportunity to, succeed or otherwise. But we want to hold hopes that she's going to succeed and she's going to do well. That's our big thing. We really want to make sure that that we support her as well as the PBR. So I'm actually just looking. It looks like I'm just reading some of the tweets coming in there. Team PBR's got a tweet coming in, a video of Josh Faircloth when he covered Big Tech at the World Finals. I think Josh Faircloth. Now, if you guys don't know, we actually met Josh Faircloth up in North Carolina. He's another North Carolina cowboy. He's going to be one to be reckoned with this year. You guys are going to stay tuned to that. Yes, I see that, Miss Sandy. January 14th through the 16th, the IFR. That's going to be a big one. And the 11th through 12th, they've got a bucking stock sale going on, so do not want to miss out on that. Might just be the last one in Oklahoma City. So I'm seeing some more comments coming in there in our chat room. Miss Barbara, what is it that you actually missed? Did you miss the comment deal on the picture, or did you miss some of the other news things coming in? But anyways, we'll get back to it. Josh Faircloth, one of the strongest hands coming out of North Carolina, and of course, when you got guys like Brian Canner and you got guys like JB, those guys there are obviously going to be in the mix. We look forward to seeing those guys back at it. But Josh Faircloth, y'all watch him. Oh, Jeffrey Pollock still. I actually missed it as well until I got a retweet from I believe it was Miss Lynn retweeting that they're working out a system. They've got a whole new lineup, and this is more of a, I don't know if you want to call it a political, it's kind of hard to put my finger on it exactly what they're going with on this, but it's their, I guess, media public relations on how they're getting the word out. It's a new system they've developed that they're going to be, you know, getting the word out on. And it should be a interesting thing. I'm curious to see how it's going to play out. Maybe it's their new marketing tool, I guess, that they're using in order to promote the PBR and get things back on track with them. I know that, you know, I mean, really, they've lost a lot of seats, you know, over the past, you know, really year or so. You know, they just haven't been selling out like they had anticipated or had hopes for, and they're trying to regroup, and that's why a lot of these changes have been made. So you guys can look forward to a lot of really cool things, and I think that, you know, you guys are really the ones that need to give the PBR your feedback on it. You know, I see some of the comments coming in about liking the new direction the PBR is moving in. And, you know, it is sort of a mainstream-type deal. It's more of a I can't really say country-type thing. You know, they're pulling away from some of the historical portions of the rodeo-type deal and going their own route once again. And that's kind of where the PBR developed to begin with, is they branched out on their own as an organization. And I think you're going to see them continuing that, you know, and it's about time. You know, they've got to kind of shake things up in order to make things better. And so you're going to see a lot of that coming up here 2011. I can tell you this, as a fan, as a PBR fan, sit back and enjoy it, really. And make sure that you guys give them the feedback, because they really crave what it is that you guys are wanting and what you guys are looking for. So make sure that you guys do that. Let's see. Just trying to check some of the tweets coming in here. And, shoot, I see my own tweets coming in. I'm not even the one tweeting them. That's all right. That's our lovely friends and counterparts there through Facebook and things like that, posting up those tweets. So we certainly appreciate it. You know, they may be trying to capture a different audience. You know, the thing of it is you take a look at, like, NASCAR. You know, NASCAR caters to just about anybody anymore, you know. You know, you don't have to be, you know, I guess a redneck or somebody from the South to, you know, enjoy NASCAR. They, you know, they've branched out, and I think that you're really starting to see that with the bull riding. It is an extreme sport, you know. But let's not forget, I mean, come on, really, we cannot forget the history of where the rodeo came from. That's the most important thing they're making at Maniacs. No matter how mainstream and how much we go into the new age, I guess you could say, we cannot forget where we came from. We have to remember those roots, because those roots are the founding, they're the founding principles of what rodeo is all about, what that cowboy is all about. And, you know, whether you're from the city and you're out riding bulls, you know, it doesn't make a difference. You're a cowboy, you know. And, you know, to those 5 and 6 year olds that are looking to, you know, have a dream, you know, to do what you do, you still have to maintain that reputation. And it is. The tradition that goes in the sport of rodeo is very, very important. And we have to keep that. We have to keep that. So, you know, although the things are going mainstream, my recommendation, my advice to you, the Making 8 Maniacs, and to all of our fans out there, please just do not forget where we came from. That's why we're here. That's why we're going to continue to do things a little bit differently, because we want you guys to remember the roots of rodeo and bull riding. I love it. I love it. You know, you can't take your kids out, you know, and that's one of the things that I don't want to lose track of, is the fact that, you know, I mean, I could take my kids out to a rodeo. We grew up, you know, we grew up going to these rodeos. I myself as a kid would go to these rodeos and have that dream of being able to compete. Well, once I got to that level, you know, it was my kids that followed in my footsteps, and they had that dream as well. You know, it's one thing to be able to go and let these kids be a kid out at these sporting events. And that's what, you know, myself personally, that's what I enjoy about the sport of rodeo. That's what makes me a spectator now. It's hard for me to go and sit in the stands and watch a bull ride or watch a rodeo because, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. I mean, being there for so many years makes it hard for me. But for me to take my kids and go and let them be around these cowboys back behind the bucking chutes and be able to go over and get autographs and shake hands with them, you know, and be a part of the deal, you know, with the mutton bust and with some of the events, you know, that they have, you know, the calf scrambles and that type of thing. You know, those are very vital roles in the sport, and that's what keeps us going to them as for myself as a fan and somebody who competed in it. So that's just, you know, that's just my opinion on it. You guys take what it is, you know, take it for what it is, but that's just my personal feeling on it. And we, you know, we've got to continue that. So no matter what, no matter how commercialized it may become, we still have to maintain those roots, and that's going to be very important for you, the fans, to keep continuing to spread that. No matter how odd you may stand out, it doesn't make a difference. And I'm going to tell you, Making 8 is probably going to stand out quite a bit, but that's what separates us, the Making 8 Maniacs, is the fact that we're not afraid to do that. I see Miss Sandy is losing her feet again. Oh, wow. We're just having all kinds of issues with her. And, you know, we're actually looking to go out west here, you know, probably within the next 6 months. But I don't think Oklahoma is going to be on that choice if we can't get good reception out that way. You know, that's I see Miss Gabby's point coming in the chat room as well about keeping the focus on the bull riding and not just on the glamour, the smoke, and the fireworks. Now, I'm going to tell you what, you know, I got no bigger adrenaline rush than being standing in that alleyway at an Enterprise Tour event and standing next to some of the legends that were there, you know, and Rob Smets and some of these other guys that were there competing, you know, with the smoke and the fireworks. It was absolutely, you know, it really was a dream come true. And, you know, there's only so much you can do with the sport, especially when you're going up against these animals that are very unpredictable. And you know, I mean, we're talking, you know, where you look at the NFR and you look at, I believe it was round six or seven. No, I'm sorry, round eight or nine. They only had one qualified ride, you know. How much can you really focus on the bull riding when you do that? You know, so you've got to throw something else in there, whether it be, you know, you get the excellent barrelmen in there, you know, the bullfighters out there, entertaining those crowds. You've got to find that way to make, you know, to make it entertaining for the fans. Fans don't want to go and watch 40 bull rides, you know, 40 bull rides and only see one qualified ride, you know, you're going to get bored and you're probably not going to go back if the entertainment is not there outside of that, you know. So, you know, you got to look at it from that standpoint too. So I've got to look at it. I'm kind of looking at it from the PR, the marketing side of it for the PBR as well. You got to look at those type of things as, you know, it's got to be a full picture. And, you know, where you can't, you know, and some of these events, and it's going to happen throughout the year, you're going to get very few qualified rides, you know. The bulls are getting better. The bulls are getting more intense. The breeding programs are better. I mean, with, you know, you take a look at exclusive genetics and you take a look at some of these other breeding programs, Chad Berger and Tom Teague and some of these stock contractors are putting together these really intense bucking bulls. And, you know, so when you're seeing not as many qualified rides, you got to find some way to, you know, keep the fans involved, keep them excited about what they're seeing there, what they're paying for that ticket for, you know. It's one thing when you're sitting there watching it on TV because you can always flip over and watch a football game. But when you're there, which is where we all need to be to support it, you know, I mean, because if we're, let's just face it, if we're not buying seats there, then PBR can invest the money and put it on TV, and you're going to see things like you're seeing with PRCA where, you know, they're moving to different channels. You're not seeing them covered on ESPN anymore. You're seeing them covered on GAC. Not a bad thing, really, but at the same time, you know, how much exposure is it going to get, you know? I know somebody that has basic cable probably may not get GAC, you know? So that's going to cut out a lot of the PRCA visits. But at the same time, you know, in order for them to be able to afford to do that, you got to get out there and fill their seats. And, you know, when they are in town. So not saying that you got to travel out 100, you know, 500 miles to go see a PRCA deal, but when they're in town, you got to go support them. You know, that's, I mean, really, that's the only way we're going to be able to see more of them. Oh, looks like Cowboy Dave finally joining us here. Welcome there, buddy. Thanks for tuning in here today. Sure do appreciate it. And, of course, we've got our good friend Jaylay back in the house today, and we are just excited about that, making it a great show, obviously. But you know what? We've been sitting here yakking at the running our gator for about 20 minutes, and we haven't even taken our first commercial break. So we actually got to welcome in one of our new sponsors here, or one of our new advertisers here on Making 8, and that would be Backstretch Gallery. So you guys go check them out. We've got their link posted on making8.com. Backstretchgallery.com. They've got some fine arts, and if you guys are looking for some last-minute Christmas shopping, might be a place you want to go to. They've got very reasonable prices for them. We've been over and we've actually checked them out. So you guys go and check out backstretchgallery.com. Check out some of their fine arts. We're going to take another short break here, Making 8 Maniacs. Actually, we're going to take our first short break here, Making 8 Maniacs. And when we come back, we'll sit back. We'll talk some more PRCA, some more PBR, and a whole lot of – oh, shoot. We'll just talk about Jaylay, if nothing else. And, wow, wouldn't you know it, my board, everything timed out on me. Holy smokes, what are we going to do? Hopefully you guys are still in there with us. We'll see if we can get this thing rebooted. But in the meantime, I'm going to have to talk a little bit longer. Man, what a Thursday, you know? You would think that this was Monday. Of course, I was thinking that yesterday was Monday, being that we were just getting back on track. And that does remind me they're Making 8 Maniacs. This is going to actually wrap up our lunch hour rodeo shows for the week. Come tomorrow, we're actually going to we're going to take tomorrow off. Of course, now we're rounding things up into the holiday season, and we've got I know just like the rest of you Making 8 Maniacs, we've got family coming in and things like that. So we're going to actually sit back. We're going to do a Back on the Ranch show on Sunday night. We will not leave you hanging. We won't leave you high and dry. Yeah, I see your comment in there, Mr. J. Lake. God, we miss you, buddy. It has been too long, my friend. So let's see what we got here. How about we play a little Reckless Kelly and Rodeo Man to get us started up on our first commercial break? While we got an opportunity, you guys go check out backstretchgallery.com. They're posted right there on making8.com. Y'all go check them out. Don't go anywhere, Making 8 Maniacs. We'll be right back.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Drifter still, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made some of the bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell, be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, grab all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. polished in my Stetsons on tight. Fixing right for that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back. And you hang on. I'll be there.
Rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown? Yeah. No, I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, Kenny!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Stay smart. Stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com. And, of course, wouldn't you know, we get things fired up. We have a good show yesterday, and, of course, we run back into those technical difficulties here again today. But that's all right. We'll sit up here and yak with you for the next, about 30 minutes or so, and we'll talk about anything y'all want to talk about. Now, y'all got to let me know. Throw some ideas there in the chat room. We actually have a caller on the line here. We'll see if we can't get him on. They did push one on their phone, so if they weren't meaning to talk with us, then we're going to embarrass them. So, 435, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
How are you doing today? This is Jim Lyles calling in.
Mr. Lyles, how are you, sir?
We're doing real good. I just thought I'd call in. We've been sitting here listening and kind of taking in what you're talking about, the PBR and the PRCA and some of the different things. By the way, we're going to be at the IFR out in Oklahoma City here in a few weeks with our Ride Right Rodeo gear, and of course we're furnishing the pads there for the IFR.
Yes, sir. That's excellent. And how are things going for you? I know that we actually had you on our show while we were out in Vegas, and of course now we're back here in the sunshine state of Florida. It's a little bit chillier here actually than it was in Vegas, but you know, I know that we did get the pleasure of having you on our show, and wanted to know how are things going with the safety equipment and things like that out there.
We're doing pretty good. I just wanted to make a comment about the some of the PRCA stuff. People are getting to where they take a little different look at rodeo, and I don't know if you knew it or not, but Houston pulled their sanction from the PRCA. They weren't able to come to an agreement on it, and we're hoping that at some point they are able to. But the face of rodeo and the face of bull riding is changing, and we've got to somehow figure out a way to keep up with it so that we can get the fans coming out and supporting these events.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right there, Jim. You know, these it makes it hard. Obviously, you know, the PBR fans really enjoy going out and watching the smoke, and they do like watching it. They like being able to get close to their favorite bull riders. But, you know, one thing that we saw out at the NFR was how many of the other events were so exciting and, you know, how true these cowboys really are. You know, when we're talking about the things like the tie-down roping and steer wrestling, saddle bronc, you know, they were just real exciting events, and we need to get more of the fans involved and in tune to what's going on with those. You know, I think it's real important because it's such a big part of the tradition, the history of the sport of rodeo. And, you know, the bottom line is this, you know, if we're not filling those seats out there at these events when they come into town, they're going to go away, and that's the last thing we want. You know, I know that you know, not only have the PRCA and Rodeo Houston parted ways, but I believe it's not Cheyenne Frontier Days. It's one of the other ones up north there. Pendleton, I believe, has parted ways. And, you know, now we're even talking about there's been a lot of issues being out in Vegas that they were talking about when their contract is up, pulling out and moving to Dallas, you know. And for me, you know, I mean, I just can't see fitting that many people that come out for the NFR in a place like Dallas and being able to accommodate everybody and do things outside of the arena, you know.
Now, you know, Dallas, I know what they want to do there, and that's a great place for an event. But with the length of the event that we have there in Vegas and all of the different things that there are to do, it just isn't going to be the same. It wasn't the same when it was in Oklahoma City, and it wouldn't be the same in Dallas. I think that if they chose to move it to Dallas area, it'd be a big, big mistake for the NFR and for the fans.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. Now, let me ask you something along those lines. Do you think that if they were to move, that they would actually shorten the event itself?
There's that possibility because I just don't think they're going to get the fan support that they have in Vegas. Half the experience is not just going to the NFR, but the experience of it. And there are thousands of people that go to Vegas for the NFR and never go to the arena. They watch
right.
it in many of the big casino deals, which is a lot of fun. It's very relaxed. And yet they still get to experience all the cowboys and meet with them and do everything. But, you know, I think that it'll change the dynamics of it really, really big. And I hadn't heard about Pendleton. When did you hear about that?
You know, it may not be. I may actually be incorrect. I know it was one of those bigger events up there that they actually parted ways with before Rodeo Houston. If I'm not mistaken, it was Pendleton, but I could be wrong.
Pendleton was PRCA this year.
It was PRCA this year. Okay, that's right.
Yes.
It was because they were celebrating the tradition there. Wow, you know,
you
I cannot remember.
You might be thinking of Calgary.
Yes, absolutely. That would be the one. You know, Oregon, you know, Calgary, they're not that far apart, right?
what some of the people in the PRCA are concerned about is that you've taken the largest paying rodeo in the PRCA and pulled it out of the PRCA. Now, the Cowboys are still going to go to it. That's pretty much a given. But what they're afraid of is that the larger rodeos like Pendleton, like Cheyenne, Houston, San Angelo, San Antone, Fort Worth, that they will in turn pull out and make a Big Ten run or something like that. Because let's face it, you know, as much as it's hard to say, they don't have to have the PRCA to be successful. They all are already hugely successful, those rodeos, most of them are. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it really is. I think that this should be a really good year, though, for the fans to start getting out and watching these events. You know, after watching the NFR and watching how the competition was heated up, you know, and how you were watching truly the top 15 in the world in each event competing, you know, I was so impressed with the NFR this year, and just like most of the other fans, I did not actually go sit in the arena myself. You know, we had so much to do outside of the arena there in Vegas. I mean, I couldn't see him taking it anywhere else. I really can't. I just think it would be devastating. You know, we were so relaxed, and so we just had a great time being able to watch it through the direct feeds through the casinos and being able to shake hands and talk with some of the other fans and talk with some of the other cowboys that, you know, were just outside the top 15 maybe. It was really a good time. And then, of course, you know, all the athletes did come in. You know, the buckle presentations were down at South Point every night. And, of course, we were there for most of those. So, most definitely. I just – it would be devastating to the PRCA, and it would be devastating for the fans. You know, it really would, because that gives us something to go to every year.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of moving to the PBR, I don't know if a lot of the fans know it, but Paulo Krimber is going to start riding again this year. I talked to Paulo the other day, and in fact, he's actually wearing a neck brace similar to the ones, or it's the same neck brace that we use on the for the bareback riders. And he's been getting on some practice pulls around there in Texas, and I haven't talked to him. I haven't asked him about his bull riding experiences yet and how it's going, but he was going to get on some, so we're really looking forward to getting him back in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We actually have some fans in our chat room right now. They're just loving that thought of Paulo coming back and being able to compete again. That's going to be really a lot of fun to watch. It's kind of like we saw Jody Newberry this past year come out and be so successful after taking that much time off. Really hope that Paulo would be the same way. I would certainly enjoy seeing him at the finals for sure.
Yes, and I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of it. He made a great contribution to the judging of the PBR this last year. We've had everybody knows we've had some serious problems with some judge calls and having rodeoed professionally and judged professionally. I was pretty disappointed in some of the things that happened there. But Paulo, he was a main judge in Brazil, and he's a Class A judge here in the United States. He's gone through the clinics and everything and has judged some of the Built Ford Tough events. And it appeared to me he was doing an excellent job. So if it doesn't work out for him that he stays riding bulls, we have access to another top judge that can work with the Brazilians and is able to speak the language, and it's just a great crossover.
Absolutely. Most definitely it is, and that's one thing. There's always a home for cowboys, even after they hang up their spurs. And Paulo certainly has done that this past year. He certainly was a big factor in the judging and that type of thing. So we're going to look forward to seeing him, though. I love to see him throw his spurs back on and get back out there and ride some rank ones. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think he's still young enough where he's going to be a threat. I think that he's going to make a run. And, of course, I'm sure the ones that he's going to be traveling with, they're all going to be a big major threat there.
I think you're going to see an influx of the killer bees this year that is going to shock people. And, we really like to see it. One of the things that I have preached for years and some of our cowboys here in this country still haven't figured it out. A lot of them have, but a lot of them haven't. They got to hit that gym. They've got to be in excellent, excellent, excellent physical condition. And that's where the Brazilians right now are just chewing the Americans up. These guys are physical specimens. They work out. Their workout routine is just unbelievable. And some of our guys are starting to do that, but more of them need to, because if you're in good shape and you get bucked off or you get banged around a little bit, your body can take so much more punishment than it can if you're just the average 21-year-old kid going down the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, with that being said, we do have a lot of 21-year-olds that might just be a threat. We see some of them are actually coming in our chat room right now. I know one was mentioned, Stormy Wing. I think that he may be a factor this year. And Caleb Sanderson, one of my hometown favorites, used to rodeo with him actually a lot when he was back in high school. I think that some of these younger guys are still going to be a threat. But when you mix those young, flexible, in-shape athletes like those guys that we're talking about, and you put them with some of these veterans, some of the killer bees that are really focused and determined to be successful, have their mind right, and then you mix them in with guys like Austin Meyer, who's very, very conscious when it comes to working out and, maintaining that athleticism that it's going to take in order to maintain all season long. It's going to be an impressive year for the PBR in 2011 as well. It's going to be really fun to watch.
It really is, and a couple of the guys you mentioned absolutely are two of the young guns coming up that are that are really good. I'm really looking for a lot of good things out of Stormy and Caleb both. Those are good little bull riders, and I think they understand what this is about, and they take it very seriously. They take their sport seriously, and I'm sure that they're doing everything in their power to become physically fit so that their body can take the pounding over 34, 36 events throughout the year, plus all of the rodeos that they go to and the smaller events. It's tough to stay in shape and stay healed up well enough to stay on the circuit.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. But I do know that, some of the things that can keep them on that tour are some of the things that you guys manufacture, and that's some of the safety equipment for these bucking chutes and helping keeping these animals and the athletes safe. And we sure do appreciate it, Jim. I know you guys have come up with a great concept there, and hopefully more associations will jump onto those, and we'll see more of those out there, these smaller events as well.
Yeah. We're just we're working on some pads right now. I hope to have them. In fact, I'm sure I'll have them done by New York. They haven't had the pads on the bars that on the slider gates lately, and there's a lot of reasons why they changed buck and shoot colors and blah blah blah. But anyway, I was talking to Clayton at the PBR finals, and I said, "Man, we got to get those things padded." So I'm building some new pads for those. So that's the area where Chris hit and fractured his cheek and his eye socket. So we're getting new pads made for those. So it worried me looking at that. Somebody's gonna pop that thing pretty quick, and it's gonna hurt. And so we'll have those ready for New York.
Yeah, good deal. Well, you guys can all look forward to seeing Mr. Lyles. And what is that website again, where some of these producers can go look at your equipment?
It's Rodeo Safety and the numeral one, rodeosafety1.com.
That's right. You guys can go check out his stuff, but you guys can definitely look forward to seeing it there in New York. And, man, we've got a lot of fans that are already – they've got tickets booked, and they're going to be heading out there. So you guys can look forward to seeing Mr. Lyles. Are you going to be there in New York?
No, I'm not going to be there. In fact, I'm getting ready to go to the IPRA finals. They're in Oklahoma City. I'm going to do that, and I'm not sure, just where all we're going. We might go on to Arlington, but we've got to stay busy back here. This is we've got a lot of rodeos coming up, and some of them ordering pads and stuff, so we're going to stay pretty busy right here in Utah for a while, and then we'll do more traveling this summer and see how that goes.
Excellent. And as a matter of fact, we've actually got some of our Making Eight Maniacs out here that are going to be there at the IFR, one of them being Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls, and she said that she would certainly like to look for you out there. Are you guys going to have a booth or something set up out there where she can come by and see you and get some pictures?
Yes, we sure are, and we're going to have a Ride Right booth there, and of course, we've got our crash pads on the bucking chutes there this year. So myself and Rex Thane will be there talking to the public and talking to the cowboys and talking to the contractors. And it's going to be a big event. We're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds great. And like I said, I know that Miss Sandy will be out there. She said that she was going to be looking for you. She definitely wants some pictures with you so she can post them up on the Making Eight website for us.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, Mr. Lyles. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling. Make sure you stay tuned here. Have a great holiday.
Okay, will do.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, they're Making Eight Maniacs. Well, there you go, Mr. Jim Lyles and Miss Sandy. You can certainly look for him to be out there at the IFR, and they'll be at the Ride Right booth, so you make sure to go over and say hey to them and get your pictures. That way we can see it on Twitter, and we'll definitely look for that. Wish there was a way we could be out there, and who knows, I mean, we're still about a month off, and, we're flexible. We're easily – well, I mean, we're able to move easily. So, I see that some of the comments that are coming in here in our chat room, a lot of folks are talking about the pre-recorded events there with the PBR and that type of thing. It's a matter of being able to publish the TV time. And obviously with rodeos, it's a lot different than NASCAR, that type of thing. Now, I will tell you that NASCAR has the funds to invest. You know, and it's the same way with the PRCA. Everybody says, you know, well, you can't really see PRCA on TV anymore. The reason why is because they don't have enough people in stands. So my recommendation as fans is to do this. Get out, go fill the seats. The rest will take care of itself. Go support the PBR. Go support the PRCA, and you will see the results. You know, that's the most important thing that I can tell you right now. That is the key role in being successful and being able to get these television broadcasts live, that type of thing. You got to fill the seats first. Once you start filling the seats, then the sponsorships will come. Then they will be willing to invest and be able to purchase those live event times that they need to. So just something to think about. We're about 14 minutes left in our show. They're making it Maniac 646-915-9940. That's the number to call. We're looking to take the Cowboy Logic for the day and just sit back and talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding with you. We're happy to have you on board anytime. You guys are always welcome here. Want to let y'all know a little bit about what's going on here with the Making Eight Maniacs and what we got going on. This is kind of our setup here. This week, this is our final show of the week. We will do our Back on the Ranch show Sunday evening. And, of course, I will actually have Miss Kelly joining me in the broadcast booth. She will be co-hosting here on our Back on the Ranch show, so you guys do not want to miss that. She is just a barrel of fun. And as you guys can see how much she was giving me a hard time, make no mistake about it, she will definitely be there to do that. And, you know, you will see more. And I saw the comments from our good buddy there, Mr. J. Lay, about the whole diva deal. And if you guys go back to makingeight.com and click on the link there for the Vegas pictures, right there it's a little thumbnail deal. You click on that and it'll bring you up our slideshow. You might even see some pictures that she took out there, one of them being of a big taxi cab driver sign on the back of that taxi that says Diva on it. And, of course, the minute she saw it, she went for her camera. She was thinking of me. So the biggest thing is I guess she at least still thinks of me. So anyways, she will be joining us here on the Back on the Ranch show. Next week, I do not believe we're going to have a lunch hour rodeo show. I think we're going to take the week off. And I think that we are going to just sit back and enjoy the time with the family as we lead into the holidays. We will be tweeting, and we will be sitting back just having a good time. We will be in contact with all of you maniacs, of course. We will also have another Back on the Ranch show the following Sunday, so you guys can stay tuned to that. So our next two episodes will be our Back on the Ranch shows that are Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. Hopefully everybody has a wonderful and safe holiday season. Like I said, we've got family coming in town. We're going to be really wrapped up. You know, we might be able to post something, but I'm just not quite sure it's going to be much of anything yet. We're just going to be so busy next week. And we want to give you guys an opportunity to spend time with your families. And, of course, you know, Mrs. Making Eight and myself, you know, you guys are really a big part of our family, you know. And we want to be out there as much as we can, but we want you guys to be able to enjoy time with your family as well. But we will be around. So you guys, we'll be up on Facebook. We'll be up on Twitter. If things change, we will certainly let you know. So you guys make sure to stay tuned and be ready to pass the word along. If we just can't stay away from you guys, we might just be able to do something. I see we've got some good cowboy logic coming in today from Miss Sandy. Obviously, much better than some of the other ones that we've had from Miss Sandy, but we certainly appreciate it. We're going to throw that out here momentarily. That's right, Jay Lay. I do have company coming over, and I might just wear pants. Then again, it is family, so who knows. Let's see. Here we go. Here's Miss Sandy's good cowboy logic for the day. Don't go where the path might lead. Pray and go instead where there is no path. And leave a trail. I think that is a very, very good cowboy logic for the day. So what kind of pictures are we still waiting on there, Miss Gabby? I see the comments are just kind of pouring in here. Hopefully everybody is going to have a great time. You betcha t-shirts. I see you out there, and I see some of our maniacs looking for your website. So what is it, man? You got to throw something out there at us. We need a web link there for You Betcha, and so we can get some fans over there to check out your t-shirts. Also got to let you guys know, Miss Kat Johnson is actually out Christmas shopping today, so she was not able to join us. However, we do have Taylor Truck and Auto Repair on the phone lines with us tuning in, and we do thank you guys once again for your sponsorship for us to be in Vegas, as well as just your support for Making 8. We certainly could not do things without you guys, and you know what? Here at Making 8, you know, we'll throw any of these we'll throw any of your links out there, just as long as you know you allow us an opportunity to talk some too. So we appreciate the courtesy there. You betcha, absolutely. Fans want to check out your stuff, so we'll throw them out there at you. And if you're interested in having us promote you guys more often, make sure to get a hold of us. We got a contact page there on making8.com, and feel free to get over there and get a hold of us. We'd love to talk with you some more. Anyways, so that's going to probably wrap up our show here for the day there, fans. Want to let you all know that, like I said, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we will be back on the ranch talking more rodeo, more bull riding with you. You guys stay tuned to Twitter, stay tuned to PBRnow.com as they're getting ready to gear up for 2011. It's going to be a lot of fun for you, the fans, I can promise you. It's going to be an exciting season. So, with that being said, we gave you some cowboy logic for the day, and we're gonna close things out here with one of my all-time favorite songs. And you guys sit back, enjoy the day, and we will talk to you all on Sunday. Until then, God bless. Take care.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.